All right, who's ready for some hoo-grass? Well, the Hillbenders, who come to us by the way of Missouri, have always thought outside the box with their music, and this time they are over the top. I mean, come on! A bluegrass band performing the first great rock opera? Who could do that? These guys can. Please welcome the Hillbenders!
a boy.
Tommy has been born, and if you're not familiar with the story, starts out with Tommy being born and his father's presumed missing in the war, and so his mother begins to live her life and raise her child and find another lover and a partner. And when Captain Walker, Tommy's dad, returns home, in the heat of the moment, there's murder, there's violence, there's tragedy, and Tommy is a witness to this, and he slips into a deep psychosis of deaf, dumb, and blindness. And his parents, are entangled in this love triangle, now ending in murder. And so now the tragedy that an isolated son that they have, who's unresponsive, he seems to have slipped into the reflection of himself in the mirror of the room there, and lost. And this next song and the song after that is the kind of psychedelic journey that first experience was for him, to slip into that isolation. His amazing journey. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Thank you. Surrounded by his friends, he sits so solidly.
Well, Tommy, he's not snapping out of it. He's deep in his psychosis of deaf, dumb, and blindness brought on by his tragic witness to his folks and what happened there. And so now they're just kind of living their life. They're looking for cures here and there. They're trying this doctor, trying that doctor. We're going to hear about the drug-peddling prostitute that they take him to try to shock him, sexually shock him out, the acid queen. We're going to hear about that evil Uncle Ernie. But we're going to start right here with Cousin Kevin, who is the bully. We're on our own, cousin, all alone, cousin. Let's think of a game to play. Now the grown-ups have all gone away. You won't be much fun being blind, deaf, and dumb, but I've no one to play with today. Do you know how to play hide and seek? To find me it would take you a week. We're tied to that chair, you won't go anywhere. There's a lot I can do with the free.
roots have all gone away. You won't be much fun being blind, deaf and dumb, but I've no one to play with today. Do you know how to play hide and seek? To find me it would take you a week. But tied to that chair you won't go anywhere. There's a lot I can do with the free. It's alright to leave the boy with Uncle Ernie.
Just handing my pen. That's how it's done, Gray Fox.
It's kind of the halfway point. Strange destined turn of events. Tommy seems to be a pinball wizard. At, you know, being deaf, dumb, and blind, he can play the bally table like nobody else. So the idea of this kind of, you know, people see something in a water stain or maybe a pancake looks like Mother Mary or something. People begin to look at Tommy and say he's a messiah. How can he be a wizard? How can he just be that good from vibration? So they think he's in tune with the vibration of the earth. So people begin to follow him and search for themselves within him and his philosophy of deaf, dumb, and blindness and through pinball. But they continue to see doctor after doctor, and they speak of one in particular. There's a man I found to bring us all joy. A doctor I found can cure the boy. Doctor I found can cure the boy. There's a man I found to remove his sorrow. He lives a great fox. We'll see him tomorrow. Let's see him tomorrow. Yeah!
He seems to be completely unreceptive. Show no sense at all. His eyes react to light, the dial's detected. Here's what cannot answer to your call. There is no chance, no untried operation. All hope lies with him and none with me. Imagine though the shot from isolation. Suddenly can hear and speak and see.
Can you see?
Will you feel me coming, baby? Yeah, new vibrations. Yeah, why you see me?
People are flocking to him. He's a star. And he's beginning to feel the vibration. And he knows that he, too, is the vibration. And millions of people begin to recognize him and begin to follow him. And you begin to hear the headlines read that there's a miracle cure. Of her new messiah. She picked up a book of her father's life and hell, threw it on the fire.
She knew from the start deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind your part, to be what you are.
Well, the theme of the sermon was, come on to me and love, you'll find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and she snuck out anyway. She spent the afternoon getting ready and decided that she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday.
She knew from the start deep down in her heart, she and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind your part, it's to be what you are.
Well, she arrived at noon and the place was swinging to bluegrass music by the bow. Well, group after group appeared on the stage and Sally just sat there bawling. She looked her eyes looking pretty as a picture right in the very front row. Then a DJ wearing a mantle and a hat came on and said, here we go. The crowd went crazy. It's Tommy hit the stage. Little Sally got lost in the police bars.
But her mother said, never mind your part, it's to be what you be.
But she did share a legend of down, mingling with her tears. Sally kept on playing in his voice with Sally's ears. She cried a lot, she had to try, but she couldn't see through the line. A uniform man wrapped up the phone and a fell around that night. The crowd went crazy. It's Tommy left the stage. It was Sally that lost in the crash of a touch. And again she crossed the face. Oh, I see you,
stop deep down in her heart. She and Tommy were worlds apart. But her mother said, never mind your part, it's a beautiful.